Well, the California Water Institute at Fresno State continues to help us to better understand water issues and the use of water throughout the Golden State.
Good morning, and welcome to Weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring how conjunctive use, which is the coordinating of surface and groundwater resources, is shaping California's approach to sustainable water management. California has always faced a unique challenge when it comes to water. Not just how much we have, but where, when, and in what forms we have it. In a state with vast agricultural lands, sprawling cities, and vulnerable ecosystems, managing our water supply efficiently is both a science and an art. Conjunctive use is a technical-sounding term, but the idea is simple. Manage surface water and groundwater together as one interconnected resource. It's a strategy with roots in early 20th century California, when groundwater began to be pumped intensively to supplement surface water deliveries from rivers and canals. But back then, the systems were managed separately, often leading to unintended consequences, like groundwater overdraft and land subsidence. Today, conjunctive use is being reimagined as a key tool in achieving water sustainability. Here's how it works. During the wet years, when rivers and reservoirs are flush with surface water, that water can be intentionally recharged into underground aquifers through spreading basins, injection wells, and even irrigation fields. Then, during dry years, those stored reserves are tapped to meet demand when service supplies are low. The Central Valley, particularly the San Joaquin Valley, has become a hotspot for conjunctive use strategies. Agencies and communities are actively investing in recharge basins, flood MAR, and subsurface recharge technologies to capture excess flow and bank them underground. But it's not without challenges. Balancing surface water rights, groundwater sustainability plans under SGMA, and the need for real-time data all demand coordination and trust among stakeholders. Local groundwater sustainability agencies formed as part of SGMA play a vital role in managing conjunctive use at the basin level, setting measurable objectives for both surface and groundwater levels. There's also a growing recognition that conjunctive use must go beyond engineering. It needs strong community involvement, especially in rural areas where domestic wells are vulnerable. Education programs and incentive structures are helping landowners and small water systems participate in regional recharge efforts. Looking ahead, conjunctive use offers a powerful vision for water resilience in the face of climate change. As precipitation patterns grow more volatile and snowpacks shrink, flexible strategies like conjunctive use will be essential. They'll allow us to bank water when it's abundant and stretch supplies in times of scarcity, creating a buffer that benefits cities, farmers, and ecosystems alike. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights, and don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.